Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your word. We know that we sometimes see in it things which are difficult to unpack and to understand. And so again we pray for your Spirit's help in enlightening our minds and making clear to us the truths which you want us to understand from it. Help us to put aside any arguments or conjecture which is useless and leads us only down useless alleys which benefit nobody. Help us see the truth that you want us to see as you reveal your word to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we're reading from 1 John chapter 5 and we're reading verses 6 to 12. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. There are the three that testify, the Spirit, the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So we see once again that John repeats in his letter what he has already said in his gospel. If you read John 3, you'll see that the words are almost identical. And it is very clear that what you believe about Jesus is crucial. It will determine whether you are truly saved and you have eternal life, indeed, that you have Jesus, or you are not saved, you do not have eternal life, and you do not have the Son of God in the heart of your life. So we'll have a look at these verses, and I have to say from the start, these verses are widely discussed. They're not the easiest of words to understand, but what I want to do is make some broad statements about them which make the central focus of what they are saying clear. And the central focus is simply this: that God himself has testified to the realities of who Christ is and what he came to do. I'll give you my interpretation, which agrees and accords with others. It's not originated by me. Someone once said, if you think of anything new of doctrine in the Word of God, it's probably not right. Well, that's a general rule that's quite good to accept. There are minds greater than mine, saints of God, great men of God, who have unpacked these things far better than I ever could. And I am beholden to them. So the water, the blood and the Spirit, these three testimonies of God to who and what the Son is. And John has already told us that it is important to believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh and that Jesus Christ is born of God. So attributing to him both his human nature and his God nature, both are true, both are essential for believing in the Jesus who will save you. If you believe anything less than this about Jesus, your salvation is imperiled because you are not believing truth. So what he's saying, where do we see these three testimonies? And this is the clearest thing about this to me. These three things are true, even if John is not alluding to them here. Where do you see the testimonies from heaven concerning the Son? Well, the first one, if you read the Gospels, is in the baptism of Jesus. When, as you might recall, Jesus is coming out of the water, and as he comes up out of the water, having been baptized by John the Baptist, there is a voice from heaven which says, in the hearing of those around him, this is my son with whom I am well pleased, listen to him. A voice from heaven testifies that Jesus is the son. Testimony one. Testimony two is in the cross. What's happening at the cross? The Son of God is dying. Now, there was an ancient heresy by a man called Cerinthus, which said that the Spirit of God, the God nature, came on Jesus at the baptism and left him at the cross because it was impossible for God to die. And it may be that John is refuting that. What's happening at the cross is, amazingly, and the hymn Amazing Grace, and Can It Be, attributes this to the mystery of God. It's mystery all. The immortal dies. God is dying on the cross. What's the testimony there? Well, the testimony is in the resurrection, when the Spirit of God raises Jesus from the dead. And there is a concluding yes and amen to what is going on here, that it is the God-man Jesus who has died on the cross, the testimony of the blood. Testimony two. And what is testimony three? Well, Jesus, having died, having risen from the dead, having ascended into the courts of heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, has poured out his Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, Peter proclaims in that glorious sermon, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel, that Jesus was all these things, and that when he ascended into heaven, he poured out his Spirit, the testimony of the Spirit. So we have the three: the testimony of the water in the baptism, the testimony of the blood in the cross, and the testimony of the Spirit at Pentecost. Now, it may be that my understanding of this isn't what you believe, and in a sense, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you see that God the Father has convinced us conclusively that Jesus is sent from heaven to be born as a man. He is born in flesh as a human being. He grows and experiences life as a human being, that he is God in human form, and he's then revealed in that way to those around him, to these apostles who followed him and taught after him. And then he is taken back into heaven, and he pours out the Spirit in whom we walk and live now. So what is this meant to do for us? Well, it's meant to assure us that because God has convinced us that these testimonies are true from him about his Son, we can know that if we believe in him, we have eternal life. Now, do you have that knowledge today? Do you have that faith? Do you have that conviction? Because God has placed his seal on it, if you are Christ, that you are his forever and you have eternal life in him. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this joyous proclamation, that in these three witnesses we have an assurance that is unbreakable, that we are yours forever and that nothing can take us from the hands of the Saviour who saved us. Praise your name this day. Amen.